This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Bruschi.
Featuring defense attorney, Hidden Killers daily contributor, and host of the Defense Diaries podcast, Bob Motta.
If John O'Keefe was not hit by the vehicle, then what's one to believe on how he died? Because they're also not saying, like, these injuries are from getting beat up either, you know, in some sort of a fight or altercation.
Yeah, I debated it a lot yesterday because I've had this theory for a month. I honestly think this was an accident.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly think that John was hammered, got out of the car, was walking up the driveway, slipped, both feet come out from underneath him. He crushes the back of his skull, doesn't knock him out. He's concussed as hell, probably gets up to all fours, may go down again, which would explain him hitting his face once again, stands up, and ultimately stumbles over to his final resting place. And at some point, like the people were debating me most on my theory was the wild animal theory.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like that, like if you just Google, like I Googled what's in like indigenous to Eastern Mass, coyotes are all over the place in 2022. If you Google it, they were having real issues with coyotes.
And there's to a the forest point where right they were there. Hiring.
Yeah. I mean, look, and like coyotes drag their prey. Like people are like, oh, it would have been eating his face. It would have eaten the eyes. It would have eaten an appendage. I'm like, I think that it probably would have been the coyote would have tried to drag the body out of the front yard and into a more private place because that's what they do with their prey. And again, I was researching this shit. I have no clue.
Yeah.
But I'm just telling you that the theory is as plausible as anything else. So that leaves us with the taillight.
Yeah.
So if more my theory were to be believed, And like, I guess other people have thrown it out there. I haven't seen it or heard people doing it. I'm not trying to say that I invented this, but I hadn't seen it when I started saying, I'm like, man, this just seems like it might've been an accident. Mm-hmm. You know, like that you've got two sides trying to cram their theory down people's throats and both seem implausible to me. They just do. Like the him getting hit seems implausible, him getting in the house and getting beaten, and then they're leaving him out there and then just decide to let him freeze to death. And then you have all these people that are willing to keep this secret to death. Seems implausible to me. What doesn't seem implausible is that he slips, falls, makes his way over there. And then you've got to get over two things. One, do the people coming out of the house, who are all intoxicated, probably not being super observant. It's dark out. Maybe they don't see him. They obviously don't see him. I would have to think if he had slipped and fallen and they did see him, they would have gone over and been like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Like, John, okay. You know what I mean? So that leaves us with the taillight.
Yes.
Now, when Proctor lands on Karen Reed being the culprit 16 hours into the investigation, lands on it, you know, said she's fucked.
Yeah.
That's what we know what he says in his text. He's like, it's her. She, you know, she said she hit him. It's her. When he tunnel visions in on her, they have no evidence of it. Mm-hmm. They have no evidence of if the taillight isn't planted by Proctor, then they have zero evidence that he was struck by a vehicle.
True.
So like in my theory, it still requires Proctor in order to get the conviction to have to go out there and spread some taillight around in order to sell it.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, I don't know, man, I could be dead wrong, but you know what I mean? Like I've been doing this for a long time as a defense attorney, you come up with every plausible explanation and that's certainly just as plausible as anything else.
But what about the microscopic pieces of taillight that they say were embedded in his clothing?
I didn't really hear that testimony.
Yeah.
Like she said something.
It certainly wasn't like made of a big point of, which I found to be interesting. Like that could be pretty powerful if that's in fact what's here.
And like, I barely remember her even mentioning it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Like, and they didn't really cross her on it at all.
Yeah.
In terms of saying, you know, could that be X, Y, or Z? Like typically when you have microscopic materials of any kind, you know, the defense is going to attack it by saying, well, couldn't it be this, this, or this as well? Isn't it possible? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, so I don't know, man. I just can't see a world in which this jury's coming back with a guilty just because the state hasn't proven the case. That doesn't mean that I don't think that she wasn't hit. But I was waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting for this ME to come on to tell me how those injuries are consistent with him being hit by a motor vehicle. And she's not willing to do it. She didn't do it.
So is the defense going to put on much of a case anymore? I mean, they seem like they've already put on one hell of a case when it wasn't even their time, but it's because of the way that, that Lally handled it to begin with.
Yeah. I mean, they're going to put on their experts.
Yeah.
They're going to put on Richard Green, who's their cell phone guy. And like, as far as the 227 search,
yeah,
who gives a shit?
I think we answered that already. Saying?
Like, I found Whiffen to be credible.
Yeah.
You know, I could completely believe what he was saying in terms of it didn't happen at that point, and he gave a reasonable explanation. Mm-hmm. And the guy works for the country. Like, he's literally flamethrowing the company that he works for, that law enforcement relies on and uses in a ton of cases to get convictions. And he got on the stand and said it's fallible. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, that was a... to me, that gave him credibility. So there's, you know, I can completely buy that she didn't Google that at 2:27 a.m. completely.
Yeah.
And Green's going to come on the stand and say the opposite thing. That is going to have zero impact on the jury, because you're going to have two experts on both sides of it that are basically saying the opposite of one another. And the jury's going to be like, all right, well, I don't know. I don't know which one of them to believe, but you know what? They didn't prove the case any other way. So I don't even think that's important.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like the defense keeps wanting to kind of harp on it. And I know that their mindset was to try to, you know, really exonerate, for lack of a better word, Karen Reed by, you know, like convincing people that something happened inside that house. I haven't seen that.
Yeah.
I honestly haven't. And like, people aren't going to bully me into thinking that that's what I haven't seen any evidence of it.
Yeah. Well, there isn't any evidence.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.